KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
The same place, the same cafe. We better talk it over. We gonna talk it over. You know I love you, Mrs. Jones. But this is going on nowhere, babe. You go your way, I go my way. Mrs. Jones, Mrs. Jones.
All right, I'll tell you who that is in a second. But first, this is KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. I'm John Troy, and this is the top of the hour for John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. We listen to songs from a musician's point of view. I'm a working musician, and we talk about the actual nuts and bolts of the songs, or whatever else, whatever other tangent I go off on. That was Tower of Power singing Me and Mrs. Jones. We are listening to the theme this week. I have a theme every week. The theme 2 weeks ago was jealousy and possessiveness. So these were songs, songwriters wrote songs to be sung from the point of view of the jealous person, the one who's threatened, the one who's being cheated on. And then last week, due to some technical difficulties, I had to wing it. But the show that I had put together for last week, I'm now going to embark on, and that is songs about adultery, what gives rise to jealousy and possessiveness. But these are sung from the point of view of the adulterer, or the people in the adulterous affair, the person cheating, sung from his point of view. Last time it was the person who is jealous and being cheated on. This is from the point of view of the people who are doing the cheating. And as you can imagine, there is a gold mine of material out there. People have written songs about this too. That last song was Me and Mrs. Jones. Now, that was a hit in 1972 for Billy Paul. It was his biggest hit. And I chose this one by Tower of Power. One thing that always sort of amused me about the song was the topic is it's a fraught situation. If you're in an adulterous affair, maybe you know what I'm talking about, but it's not a comfortable place to be. There's guilt, there's worry, there's suspense. You got to keep all your lies in line. You got to keep your story straight. You got to remember all the lies you've told. And you don't want to hurt anybody, and you don't want to get caught. You're just in a miserable situation. And so it's not a lot of fun. And so that being said, it always struck me as kind of funny that the sort of breezy sound of that particular song. You know, me and Mrs. Jones, hey, we got a thing going on. Hey, ho, ho, woohoo. And, you know, it just seems like sort of kind of, really? Didn't seem appropriate. It didn't seem to fit the feel, if you know what I mean, for me. But still, it's a great song. It's nicely put together, and Tower of Power does a great job, of course. Now, this next song is called Backdoor Man. Now, here's a backdoor man is a man who, that's a phrase that comes from the blues, from the Delta blues, from New Louisiana, from African-American music. And it's the man who, he's there for unhappy wives and unhappy women who are willing to, maybe they're being cheated on by their husbands or their boyfriends, so they let someone in the back door. So this is sung from his point of view. This is Backdoor Man. Now, this is sung by The Doors, and this is Jim Morrison. He just kills it. He kills this. This is early Morrison. I think this is on the first album. And he got sort of breezy later on. I mean, some of these guys, him and Elvis, I don't know. Now, this is my personal opinion. Maybe you like, I like the young, savage, rebel Elvis. I like him much more than the patriotic, bloated, drug-addled Elvis. When he was nothing but a hound, when he was doing that, rather than my way, you know, I just liked the original thing. Same with Morrison. He was so raw and savage early on, and then later on, he's doing, you know, run with me, and it's like, you know, he gets in his head, I'm a singer, I'm gonna sing instead like a horse without a head, or you know, come on, now touch me, babe. Where are those brownies that you made? Hey, you know, I want the, once I turned in a good performance and the band leader said to me, what you just did, you should do that. I never forgot that. That sort of stuck with me. It's kind of funny, but kind of, yeah. And what Morrison was doing early on, I wish he had stuck with it. Well, let's listen to Jim Morrison sticking with it. Here is Jim Morrison and the Doors doing Backdoor Man. Listen. That is The Doors, Jim Morrison, singing Backdoor Man here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, here in Laguna Beach, California. I'm John Troy, and we're listening to songs about cheating, sung from the point of view of the cheater, the adulterous person. Now we're going to listen to Backdoor Man again. This is the original recording. That was the Doors, recorded in around, I don't know, let's see. I remember when this came out, I had this album. It was around 1967, around there, 66, don't quote me. But it was written by Willie Dixon and recorded by Howlin' Wolf in 1961, recorded in Chicago. Oh, well, recorded in 1960 in Chicago. This has Otis Spann on piano and Willie Dixon, who wrote it, on double bass. Double bass. What's a double bass? The double bass is an upright bass. It's that big acoustic bass that you see. The guy has to, he can't sit down and play it. He's got to stand up next to it. It's a big instrument. And it has a lot of names. An upright bass, a stand-up bass, a double bass, an acoustic bass. Why is it called a double bass? Well, that's because it has twice the octave of its smaller relative, the next one down, which is the cello. The cello goes an octave lower than the viola, and you want to double the deepness, go double down on the bass, that go a whole octave lower on the bass from a cello, then you use the double bass. Get it? Good. So that's one of the names for it, the double bass. Now, this song, Backdoor Man, it's interesting. I'm Backdoor Man. The men don't know, but the little girls understand. Listen to the lyrics. When everybody's trying to sleep, I'm somewhere making my midnight creep. In the morning, the rooster crow, something tell me I gots to go. They take me to the doctor, shot full of holes. Nurse cried, please save a soul. Killed him for murder, first degree. Judge's wife cried, set the man free. Let's see. You men eat your dinner. You come home, eat your pork and beans. I eats more chicken any man ever seen. Now, what's that mean? Well, it's kind of got two meanings. I don't mean a double entendre. Well, yes. Well, one of them is the double entendre one is a chicken is a euphemism or an entendre for, you know, a woman's Costa Rica. But also in those days, pork and beans was like your staple for your poor people living out in the country. Pork and beans was kind of the staple, like an Irish potato. Chicken in those days, see, was harder to come by. It wasn't as common as it is now. Now it's sort of taken the place, like chicken everywhere, but it was sort of a special meal in those days. So what that is saying is that the wife would cook, she would save the chicken for her lover, for the backdoor man, and her husband, not knowing any better, would have to eat the pork and beans, poor bastard. All right, so this is the original. This is Howlin' Wolf. Now, he's very insinuating. Now, listen to this song. It's the same song. Now, if you've listened to this show before, you've heard me talk about Sloshy Bucket, which is my term for mixing up the straight eight and the shuffle feel. The shuffle feel has a 6/8 feel in it. It's like don't get don't da don't da don't do 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 3 1 3 1 get don't get don't. See, that's what the drummer's doing in this song. But Howlin' Wolf, he's going dink 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 dink, sort of like the keyboard cat on the Doors song version. He's doing straight eights, tink, 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 while the drummer's going key-tunk, key-tunk, key-tunk. So you get this tension between the two feels. You get a straight eight feel against a shuffle. It's way cool, and here it is now. This is Howlin' Wolf singing Backdoor Man here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Understand. home. Nurse cry. Please save the soul. Children for murder. First degree. Judge wife cry. Let the man go free. Any man see, I am back no man. I am back no man.
Howlin' Wolf doing Backdoor Man here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. All right, we're going to move along listening to songs about cheating. This next song was a hit for Luther Ingram, called If Loving You Is Wrong. It's a soul song written by Stax Records songwriters Homer Banks and Carl Hampton and Raymond Jackson. It's been performed by many singers, most notably by Luther Ingram, whose version topped the R&B chart for 4 weeks and rose to number 3 in the Billboard Hot 100 in 1972. It's about an adulterous love affair told from the point of view of the cheating spouse. Regardless, both parties involved expressed their desire to maintain the affair while at the same time acknowledging that the relationship is morally wrong. So he keeps asking himself if it's wrong. Well, yeah, man, it is. It's in a minor key. A minor key has a sad sound to it. A minor key. What is a minor key? Well, a minor key has a flat 3 in it. What's a flat 3? Okay. If you start on a note like, that's a note. Say that's the note, the bass note of your chord. Okay, that's probably, it's a note like A, B, C, D, or F, G, any one of those. But musicians often refer to that note as the one. It's the one because it's the bottom of the scale. 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. See, so you got numbers, all right? So 1, 1, 2, 3. That's a major 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's major. Now, if you flatten the 3 by one half tone, so instead of 1, 2, 3, it sounds like this. 1, 2, 3. See, it has a different little feel, doesn't it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's got a different feel. It's got, I don't know why, but it's got a sad feel. 1, 2, 3 is happy. 1, 2, 3 is sad. Okay, so if you're writing a sad song, you don't have to write it in a minor key, but it helps. So this song is in E minor, and one of the horn players, it was recorded a long time ago, and I love older recordings because they're people playing. It's not computers that have been programmed. It's not processed like Cheese Whiz. It's people, and so you hear human fallibility. Human shortcomings like this. One of the horn players is just off. It sounds like he's had a couple. Let's see if you can pick it out. Here is Luther Ingram singing If Loving You Is Wrong here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Thank you. If being right means being without you, I'd rather live a wrongdoing life. Your mom and daddy say it's a shame, it's a downright disgrace. As long as I got you by my side, I don't care what your people say. Your friends tell you it's no future in love and a married man. I can't see you when I wanna, I'll see you when I can. Loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. Loving you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. Am I wrong to fall so deeply in love with you, knowing I got a wife and two little children depending on me too? Am I wrong to hunger for the gentleness of your touch, knowing I got someone else at home who needs me just as much? Are you wrong to give your love?
Luther Ingram singing If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right, here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Well, that's a pickle that I am glad I'm not in. Man, if you are, I feel for you, buddy. I feel for you, brother. I hope you get out of it okay, without hurting too many people. Yeah, you're asking for trouble. I think you are. I really do. But songwriters address it. They talk about it, you know. It happens. Look at Dr. Zhivago. There's so many gripping human dramas about people caught up in a triangle. A tragic thing. Now here's, let's continue on in the same vein. This is another great old song called Dark End of the Street. That's where we always meet, baby, you and me. The dark end of the street. And it's a sad sounding song again. It's got a 6/8 feel. Da 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 po papa de zippa do papa po 1 2 3 4 5 6 1 2 3 4 5 6 see, and he's crying at the end that they're going to find us, they're going to find us, oh no. So it's, you know, he's in love, they're in love, but they're not happy. That's the way that goes. This is Artie White singing Dark End of the Street here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
At the dark end down the street, it's where we always meet. Hiding in shadow, where we don't belong. living in darkness to hide our wrong. Just you and me, down at the dark end of the street. I know time gonna take its toll. We got to pay for the love we stole. It's a sin, and we both know it's wrong. Oh, but I'm in love. Keep coming on strong. So we still wait, down to the dark end of the street. You're gonna find us, Lord, one day. Listen to me, honey. And when the daylight hour rolls around, and by chance, oh, we go downtown. If we should meet, walk on by. My baby, please don't cry. Cause tonight with me, down at the dark end of the street. You're gonna find us, Lord, one day. They're gonna find us trying to steal away. Yeah. Oh, you know I love you. I wanna hold you. Lord, I wanna love you. I love, oh, baby, my baby. Every day, all along. So we still away, down to the dark end. Oh.
Yeah, that's Artie White. Artie White, singing Dark End of the Street. That's where you and I always meet, baby, here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm looking out at the dark street, the Pacific Coast Highway here in Laguna Beach, with the broad, dark Pacific behind me. Wonder what's going on under all that water. Well, this is John Troy, and you're listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's, because all my grooves are crunchy. These are good songs, and they have to do, the theme tonight is adultery, cheating. And so far, all the songs have been sung from the point of view of the adulterer, of the cheating person. They are instructional. They are cautionary. these tales. This next one is cautionary again, but this one is told from the point of view of an observer, an omnipotent observer, if you will, or an invisible observer. It's called Pocketful of Gold, and it's a funny little song. It brings in murder. Here's the lyrics. He slipped the ring off his finger when he walked in the room, and he found him some stranger and promised her the moon. How many lies you must have told. You think you're a rich man with your pocket full of gold. Oh, and by the way, when he goes, how many lies? And then you listen, when he does that, the guy singing harmony underneath him, how many lies? And my voice is really shot. The guy singing harmony underneath him goes, lie. He goes, lie. You'll hear him shift down. It's really cool. And it's a common thing you hear in country music. It's really beautiful. It gives it a really nice tension. So you hear him go, how many lies? And the guy underneath goes, ah, but he doesn't stay there. He drops down a note. Ah, and it just gives it a beautiful tension. Listen for it, okay? Okay. Next verse. For another man's treasure, you'd say anything. But is one night of pleasure worth the trouble you'll bring? Don't look so surprised, because, son, I should know. I once was a rich man with my pocket full of gold. Some night you're going to wind up on the wrong end of a gun. What? Whoa. Some jealous guy is going to show up and you'll pay for what you've done. What will it say on your tombstone? Here lies a rich man with his pocket full of gold. That's a country song. And it makes me think about, you know, everybody's... Now, I'm just talking off the top of my head. You know, I'm not backing this up with any studies or evidence or stats. Just my feeling from being around the country. When I was up in New England and in the north, people can be very nasty. There's a lot of nastiness up there. And then you go down south, and everybody's so friendly. And then you hear about everybody's getting killed down south. Why is that? up north, well, look, I'll put it this way. Up north, you can, you know, everybody's giving each other the finger on the street. I was liberal with my finger, you know. Remember that, that bumper sticker, horn broken, watch for finger? Well, that was me. If you honked at me, my finger was all yours. But I got a feeling when I went down to the friendly South, you know what? Nah, I sort of kept my finger in my pocket. You know why? Everybody's sort of gentlemanly and nice and friendly down there and respectful, because that thing about, you know, that thing about honor and dignity and a man's honor and respect, that kind of thing. Well, I think they take it a little more seriously down there. And this is a country song, and he's talking about you mess around with the wrong woman, you might find yourself in a hole, pal. This is Vince Gill singing Pocket Full of Gold here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
He slipped the ring off his finger. When he walked in the room, and he found him some stranger, promised her the moon. what is one night of pleasure? Worth the trouble you'll bring? Don't look so
Vince Gill singing Pocketful of Gold here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. I'm John Troy. That song was in 3/4 time. Had a different feel than what you usually hear in American music. 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, 3. 1. Now, the drummer was hitting the kick drum. That's the big drum on the floor. It's got a pedal on it with a mallet attached to it. It's called a kick drum because he uses his foot to strike it. This goes boom, 2, 3, boom, 2. And then on the 3, he hits the snare. So it's boom, 2, pack, boom, 2, pack, 1, 2, 3, boom, 2, pack. Okay? Okay. That's in 3. And at right at the end, you noticed it slowed down. They had a steady tempo. The tempo is the speed at which a song goes. You know, if you're holding at 60 miles an hour, you're holding that speed, then you've got as it were, your wheels are going at a certain tempo. They're rotating at a set pace. And that's your tempo. It's a set time. It's a speed that you're going. And if you slow that down, it's called a retard. And that's not spelled like a. That's like the Italian, it's a R-I-T-A-R-D. It's a musical term. It means to slow down. And that's a very common thing to do at the end of a song. It's called a retard. It goes, watch a rich man, dun, 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 boom, pack, full of gold, tone, pack, zing, bing, ting, wow. Okay, there's your retard. Tiddle a boom. Okay, good. Okay, the next song is... is sort of a cynical song. It's got some humor to it, and it's a little unsettling. It's called A Married Man's a Fool. You read the good book, chapter 21, Every Married Woman's Got to Have a Little Fun. Read on over chapter 22, It's a Sin to Let That Woman Make a Fool Out of You. Read a little further, chapter 23, She Two-Time You Brother Like She Double-Crossed Me. Read on back over chapter 10, She Shimmy One Time, She Like to Wobble Again. Because a married man's a fool to think that his wife will love nobody else but him. Well, that's a pretty cynical thing, Mr. Rye Cooter. Yes, Rye Cooter. I'm going to play Rye again. If you've listened to this show, you know I'm crazy about my Rye. Here's Rye Cooter singing. Let's see. Oh, it starts out. I've got to tell you more about this song. It starts out with no time. He's talking about this deacon. He was a deacon, just as wise as he could be. He knew the good book from a Revelation down to Genesis, he says, and he's just talking, and there's the music behind him, but there's no tempo. And that is called rubato, rubato, R-U-B-A-T-O. It comes from Italian, and it means stolen time. It means you take the time and you do what you want with it, okay? And it's got a very interesting beginning because the kick drum starts on the and of one. Cause a married man's a fool, bok, pang. And then the band comes in on the two. Instead of explaining it, I'm tired. Let's listen to it. What do you say? This is Rye Cooter singing A Married Man's a Fool here on KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Had a friend, Louis Brown. He was a deacon, just as wise as he could be. Now you realize he could read the good book back from Revelation down to Genesis. You know, last Sunday morning, we was over to the church. My buddy wants to take a Mustang. And he looks out upon the whole congregation, the good book in his hand. Now he cast his eye about. And then he looks over in the amen corner. All the sisters come at the shout.
What'd he say?
He said a married man's a fool to think that his wife loves nobody else but him. She stick by you all of your life, but chances is mighty slim. Now you read the good book, chapter 21. Every married woman got to have a little fun. Read on over. Chapter 22, a sin to let that woman make a fool out of you. Now you read a little further. Chapter 23, she two-time you, brother, like she double-crossed me. Read on back over chapter 10. Shimmy one time, she got to wobble again. Cause a man that's a fool to think that his wife loves nobody else but him. I mean, loves nobody else but him. Page. Married women's law is hard to engage. Read kind of careful, chapter 26. Back door slamming, you got to learn to get it fixed. Read on out, chapter 28. Who's that backsliding out through your back gate? I believe I'll close on chapter 29.
The woman get tired of the same man all the time.
Cause a married man's a fool, think that his wife love nobody else but him. I mean, love nobody else but him.
That's Rye Cooter doing Married Man's a Fool here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. All right, going along in the same vein, here is a man. His stage name is Joe. His full name is Joseph Lewis Thomas. And he's an American R&B singer, songwriter, and record producer. Now, he's singing from a man's point of view, and he's singing to men, or to you, a man. And he's pleading a case against infidelity. He says, what if a woman had a man on the side and she never spent time with you? What if a woman said she's working late and it's always the same excuse? What if a woman took the keys to your whip at your car, said, I'll be right back, don't trip. That means don't worry. What if a woman left you home with the kids, changing diapers and with, what a twist. I might have to duck that out. That's a word. To be quick with the thing. Could you stand inside her shoes and walk a mile? I don't really think so. Could you hold her down when she doesn't smile? I don't know a man who could. Goes along those lines. It's sort of trying to get a man to put himself in his woman's shoes. He's out there trying to play the field. He's got a woman at home, and he's just a selfish pig. And he ought to think about what he's got at home, because there's another blues song we'll probably get to one of these podcasts. It says, you don't miss your water till your well runs dry, baby. And if you run around the side, you're going to lose that good woman. So don't, is what Joe is saying. Here's Joe. I'm going to try to duck out a word that I have to watch out for, okay? It'll be exciting. Here's Joe singing What If a Woman here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
What if a woman had a man on the side and she never spent time with you?
What if a woman
says she's working late and it's always the same excuse? Your whip, said I'll be right back, don't trip. Left you home with the kids, changing diapers and shit. What a twist.
Could you stand inside your shoes and walk a mile?
I don't really think so.
Could you hold it down when she doesn't smile?
I don't know a man who would.
What if a woman just like you?
Yeah,
what if the woman, what if the woman was just like me?
Try to imagine that.
What if the woman, what if the woman was just like us?
Oh, think about it now.
What if the woman,
oh yeah,
what if the woman, could you handle all she does? What if a woman
started wearing the pants with you, feel less of a man?
Started to turn.
She'd be the pimp and you the whore.
Yeah, think about it, baby. That's Joe singing What If a Woman here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. You've been listening to, for the past hour, you've been listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'm John Troy, and thanks a lot for listening. You can like me on Facebook at facebook.com/JohnTroyMusic. You can sign up for my mailing list there. You just send me your email, and you'll get my mailing list. I play around Orange County with different people. I go out by myself, and I also play bass behind some very talented musicians at interesting venues. So if you're around here and you want to come see me play, please do. You are welcome. All right. This next song is an admonitory song to wrap things up, a beautiful song called Do Right Woman. Take me to heart. This is sung by a woman to her man. Take me to heart and I'll always love you. And nobody can make me do wrong. Oh, my, 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 my. Take me for granted. Leaving love unsure makes willpower weak and temptation strong. Tell the truth. A woman's only human. You should understand. She's not a plaything. She's flesh and blood. Just like a man, pal. If you want a do-right all-day woman, you got to be a do-right all-night man. They say it's a man's world. You can't prove that by me. And as long as we're together, baby, show some respect for me. Okay? All right. That's a good way to wrap up this show, I think. So let's listen to Aretha Franklin sing Do Right Woman here on KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
Take me to heart and I'll always love you. And nobody can make me do wrong. Take me for granted, leaving love unsure makes willpower weak and temptation strong. Should understand she's not just a plaything, she's flesh and blood, just like her man. If you wanna do you should have.